There is the full-time whistle. It's all over here at Celtic Park, and it's back-to-back wins for Donegal in 2020. They have defeated Derry tonight by 5 points on a final score of 110-8, a result which means Donegal will be going to the semi-finals as group winners of Section A. The story of the game, well, at half-time, Donegal were leading by 4-2. There wasn't much to report in that opening half. Michael Langan, 2 from Patrimogan, and 1 from Keelan Ward give them a 2-point advantage, with Ryan Bell and Emmett Bradley scoring the opening scores for Derry in that opening half. By the 16th minute of the second half, Donegal had stretched out to a 4-point advantage. Points coming from Michael Langan, Dara Boyle and Ethan O'Donnell, while Ryan Bell had added another for Derry to make it a 7-3 game. On 22 minutes, we had the only goal of this fixture. For a long time in the match, it didn't seem as if there was going to be a goal in this tie, but Keelan Ward ran basically almost the length of the pitch to nestle the ball into the back of the net, and it was a fine finish by Keelan Ward as well. He'd done a lot of work in getting into the position, and he took a return, and he just had the keeper to beat, and he had the confidence and the power underneath that right foot to drill it past Owen Lynch, the Derry keeper, into the roof of the net, and that made it 1-9 to 4 points, and that really was the score that was going to seal the deal for Donegal. Derry did come back and had 3 points in a row. Ryan Bell got a handful towards the end of the match as he finished the tie with 5. Kieran Diver, who was a second half substitute, was also introduced into the game and got a late score for Donegal. Plus, we also had the likes of the returning Kieran Thompson tonight, and we can add in the returning Michael Carroll, who started for Donegal tonight in his first appearance of 2020, having missed out on most of the season last year. But it was a good showing by Donegal. It was a difficult night under good conditions, considering the way the football was being played, particularly in the opening half of the game. But it is a result. It's back-to-back ones, and Donegal now go to the semi-finals this coming weekend, where they will play Monaghan, who finish up as the best runners-up. So, Martin McHugh, your assessment of that win tonight here at Celtic Park?
Well, the second half was definitely better than the first, and suppose, you know, from a Donegal point of view, particularly, you know, they kicked a couple of very good scores in that second half. I thought Michael Langan, again, we talked about it, had a very, very good match. Keelan Ward, of course, came forward from wing back and got 1-2 and played really well. Connor Donald, particularly the first half, and Connor Morrison handled a lot of ball. You have to give credit to the middle of the field, they're up against it. Keelan McGonigal and Michael Langan did well there. And the forward line was hard. It's not easy playing the forward. Patrimogan, particularly the first half, had a good match. You know, maybe didn't show as much in the second half. It did well. I thought Michael Carroll was great, as you said, to have him back in there. And then we talked about, you know, Daniel Clark again coming off the bench, Kieran Duffer coming off the bench. It's good to see Kieran Thompson getting in there as well. And I thought Ethan O'Donnell had a fine enough game tonight as well. And then, you know, clubman Andrew McLean came off and kicked a good point, and Aaron Deeney. So I think, you know, we'll look at it all round. Donegal will be happy enough. They're through now, and you get another game. And it's important because the first three games of the league are very important. You're home to Mayo, you know, away to Meath, and then home to Galway. You're going to have to at least have 4 points, or I feel, are them games. You know, because it's a very, very competitive division, and Meath are training very, very hard and working hard. They're really hard. You know, the teams like Meath, they know they're not going to beat Dublin, so the league is very important. Derry's point of view, I thought Ryan Bell, he's lost a lot of weight. You can see he's putting in a lot of work. He kicked 5 points, 3 from play. I thought he had a good match. Other than that, they'll be probably disappointed enough, Derry's point of view. But Donegal's point of view, again, a lot of players missing. Going to be a lot of players missing Sunday. I counted something like 15 players is involved in the Sigurdsson, and I don't know why we put the Sigurdsson games on. And then we fix a McKenna Cup game. Why not put it on Saturday night? Why do we have the two, you know, head to head? We talk about players, you know, when teams under pressure, and especially managers. Sigurdsson need all their players available to them because, you know, we're very important to them. They need the players available to them, and the counties need the players because they're getting ready for important matches. So I think it's the silliest thing ever to have the two McKenna Cup semi-finals on the same day as all the teams playing Sigurdsson. And you take Donegal, I think it's something like 15 players between all the different colleges and that there. Universities will not be available. So, you know, again, you know, you're trying to prepare from doing goals, when you prepare and using the game. I suppose Monaghan will be in the same boat, to maybe a lesser extent be in the same boat, because Donegal have a lot of players now with Kenny IT and playing the Sigurdsson, you know, and, you know, from that point of view. But I think that look at a chance to play other players and maybe try to get other players back, because it's all about getting ready for that first game against Mayo, and it's a very, very important match, and we need to start the league with a one. But the victory here tonight's important. I don't think you're gaining a wild lot out of it the way that both teams played, but anyway, you have a victory, and it's a good habit to get into one. And the game the last day didn't look good, the first half, good second half. Today again, I thought Donegal were better in the second half, played well. So look forward to, you know, next Sunday again, to, hopefully, you know, even to get over Monaghan next Sunday and get a final, because there's no harm. The more games you play, the better.
Donegal will get another game in the Dr. McKenna Cup. They have taken victory tonight against Derry on a final scoreline of 110 to 8 points. They will play Monaghan on Sunday in the last four of the competition.